America Weekend. Carl, a thought. If we let the sadistic, cruel videos distributed by ISIS of their beheadings of the innocent, if we let that lead us into fear, I think they win. If we honor those who die at their hands and mount a righteous and global indignation of the ISIS actions and oppose them in every way that we can, then we will stifle and stall their blight on the sanctity of humankind until each and every one of them passes into divine judgment. I think we must remember that these aberrant souls come into our lives to challenge the sacredness of our commitment to bring peace to this plane and planet. I don't think we should let fear deter our resolve. That's my thought.
Agreed. I could not agree with you more. You know how I feel about this. I've been very
candid.
But
let me tell you something. You're going to like this, I think.
Go ahead.
I'm getting closer and closer to your philosophy, which is...
kill them all.
I know.
Now...
I hate that. But
I know you do. And I actually went back... because it comes from the Roman legions in their order. I cannot find right now, but I will, the Caesar who said it. I believe it was Marcus Aurelius. However, the point made is sometimes you can rehabilitate. Sometimes there is a message, even in our most heated dialogue with communism, okay, most heated dialogue during the height of the Cold War. There was a sense of proportion there. There was some sense of hope that we can rehabilitate and we could win the conflict without this horrific slaughter of men and women. As a matter of fact, that is exactly what happened. Okay, in this case, there is none. I can't find any. I cannot find a glimmer of hope where these people can be rehabilitated.
Well, I can't give you an argument on that.
I wish someone could.
But let's go back to Marcus Aurelius and to the great Stoic philosopher Epictetus.
Yes.
Who wrote the Enchiridion, which was a manual for the Roman field soldier.
Correct.
Now, most Roman field soldiers could not read or write, but they were read to by the centurions of their company, their divisions.
Was it not in Greek, though? I thought they read them to them in Greek.
Okay.
All right.
You were there. I certainly wasn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, I keep going farther and farther back. Neanderthal man
but
is coming
anyway,
next. Go ahead.
It was the Enchiridion, which was a magnificent piece of Stoic writing.
Yes.
Where the basic tenet was as you are victorious in battle, control only what you can control, meaning how you treat the defeated.
Yes.
And if you are defeated and a prisoner, control only what you can control as a defeated person.
That's correct.
Don't worry about the rest.
Correct.
It was basically the tenet of the Enchiridion.
But it had a sense of proportion, and Stoic as it may have been, there was a sense of proportion. It gave them the military framework, all right? Yes, we were dealing in very barbaric times. You must remember, even during the Roman period.
What do you think ISIS is?
That's... Exactly. Well, the point I was trying to make was it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And you would think after 2,000 years that the human beings would get it.
Well, and you know—
apparently we haven't gotten it yet.
What's interesting is, remember Stockdale? James Stockdale, who was Perot's vice presidential running mate.
Yes.
He was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for many, many years. He said, knowing the classics and reading the Enchiridion when he was in college, I believe it's at Stanford,
yes,
helped him keep his sanity for all of those years in his debates with his North Vietnamese interrogators.
Wow. Really? I wasn't aware of that, I must admit.
Yeah.
I must admit. But you're using the term debate. There was a dialogue there.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Here, there's no dialogue. There is on your knees.
This is his word.
Yes, but I'm going to cut your head off, okay?
Yeah.
There's no debate there. And that is where we have to draw the line. And I get back to my three words,
kill them.
Or when we do, and I believe that's coming, by the way, whether we like it or not, whether it is just or not, whether it is moral or not, I believe that's coming.
Well, when you see so many innocents being slaughtered the way they are by these cruel,
sadistic,
non-human
yes.
souls,
yes,
it's totally not understandable in a civilized society.
And we live in a civilized world.
Yes, we do.
And they want to go to paradise. Well, I believe the good Lord will judge them accordingly. Yeah. They should be aware of that. Enough said. Thank you, Roland. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, about the worst calamity that could befall a motorcycle that has not undergone winter prep is to jack up the battery, fire up and ride. What needs to be done prior to blast off? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wintered bikes need some gentle, loving care before being flogged on the open road. Drain the gas tank, slosh some new gas, and pour it out. Inspect connecting hoses for cracks. Tighten all clamps. Carburetors may have to be torn down, inspected, and cleaned. Less of an issue for those who run non-ethanol gasoline. Replace any tires with sidewall cracks. Switch out the air cleaner. K&N owners recharge. Fill with premium no-corn gas and rock it on down the highway. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice. Life is a dance. Passion is your partner.
So when you're looking for an opportunity, don't follow your passion. Lead it.
You lead by finding the 1-2-3 rhythm in the song.
First, proficiencies. What comes easy for you that others find difficult?
Second, people. Look for people with a problem that intersects with your passions and proficiencies. But that's not quite enough. You need one more thing.
Third, profit. You need a solution to their problem for which they will gladly pay. And you make money. Money makes the dance fun.
So lead your passions to find an opportunity that becomes a giving companion. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.